When you hear the name Ted Danson, you may be more likely to think of tapping a keg than plumbing the ocean. Danson really launched his career on Cheers, and he's now starring with Glenn Close in Damages. He's a busy guy. Glenn Close in Damages. He's a regular on another HBO hit, along with Zach Galifianakis. It's called Bored to Death. And regular appearances, of course, popular appearances on Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's the long-running HBO show.
Second act, third act, fourth act, fifth act.
Yeah.
Get the hook.
Here's Danson in a 2007 episode called Anonymous Donor.
Isn't it great?
Ted, oh my God.
You look fabulous.
You are such a hero.
You know, when
you founded the Oceans Foundation, you changed everything because his kids couldn't swim in the bay.
Oh, the poor little kids. They couldn't swim in the bay. What about the 400-foot pool they could swim in? Was that available to them at the time?
Talk about blurring the line between reality, right? That's Barbara Boxer in there,
Barbara
right?
Barbara Boxer of California.
You know who actually got me going? She was one of the people that supported me and encouraged me to start American Oceans campaign.
I read a story that your environmental activism actually started when you were 12. And a museum curator in northern Arizona, encouraged you to go out with him and a group of others and destroy about 500 outdoor billboards.
Oh, the legend grows. And I'm ashamed to say it's accurate except the 500. I think maybe there were four.
Well, we are thrilled that you actually came in today
to the studio
to talk about your criminal record with us.
Well, later went on to become a founding member of the American Oceans Campaign, which is now known by most people as Oceana, and now co-author of a book called Oceana, Our Endangered Oceans and What We Can Do to Save Them. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks.
Let's talk about this book and your personal journey from kind of dabbling in activism. As I understand, it was people like Barbara Boxer who led you from just donating to actually getting involved. How did that happen?
Yeah, that and meeting a man named Bob Selnick, who was the head of No Oil, Inc., that was trying to stop Occidental Petroleum from drilling about 60 wells right along the beach in Santa Monica.
Based in Los Angeles, Occidental Petroleum, big company.
Yeah, and we succeeded, and kind of out of naivete, we decided, let's start, my father has a barn, let's put on a play. It was like, let's start an environmental organization. But it grew to be really well respected, and then merged into Oceana about 10 years ago. So I've always been the guy in front of the tent saying, thanks for watching Cheers, but come on in and let me introduce you to this marine biologist who happens to have a really interesting thing.
So you're kind of the PR
spokesman
guy.
I'm the shill.
Does it bother you when you hear people comment about stars getting involved in their pet projects and kind of scoffing at the sincerity, I guess, of Hollywood stars and their charities?
Does
that bother
you? Pets need projects, too. Oh, pet projects, sorry. No, it doesn't. You have to be very careful and know what your job is. And I'm not an expert. I happen to be an actor who knows probably a hell of a lot about oceans, but I stand next to the expert and shine a light in there and throw the energy in their direction. Then I think you can accomplish stuff.
You know, one thing that's sweet about this book, and is also an interesting sort of object lesson, this is more of an elegy to the oceans in some sense, whereas Al Gore, in Inconvenient Truth, I think really hammered people saying, this is a desperate situation, you've got to act now, almost guilt-tripping people into taking action. I'm wondering if this idea, this approach, I love the ocean, you should love the ocean, you don't have to be an expert to love the ocean and to take action, is possibly more effective.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. But I do know that this is not a doom and gloom story. This is one of those, the splashy headline is we could fish out our oceans conceivably, commercially, in the next X amount of years. So no more fish, jellyfish soup. Doesn't have to happen, and it won't, because people will do something about it. But that is the kind of the direction we're heading if we don't do something about it. But this is one of those environmental disasters that can definitely be averted, but we need to get on it now. So this is what's happening. You need to be real, but at the same time, here's what you can do about it. Here's what the world needs to do about it.
But you've kind of divided the book into certain topics, kind of certain issues that threaten the oceans.
Right.
And then in each one that I see, you've kind of said, okay, here's this issue, here's the information on it, and here's what you can do about it.
Right.
And
exactly.
There's a ton of different ways. It's almost as like you get confused by options. There's so many different things that you could do.
Well, it all kind of has, if you look at the fisheries, the state of the health of the fish population. You can end up talking about everything at all. If you want to talk about energy and oil, that leads to spills, or it leads to ocean acidification. So everything has an impact on the fishery. So it's not all so, you know, random. Actually, you know, you can talk about pollution, but it has an impact on the fisheries. So the idea is, let's continue to be able to fish for the rest of our lives and eat fish. And, you know, this is a huge, it's not just this feel-good thing. It's an $80 to $100 billion a year industry. 1 billion people around the planet depend on fish for their animal protein. So it's a world hunger issue.
But, you know,
issue.
What you get to in reading this book and in discussing this is that, yeah, okay, if you like fish, you're really concerned. But ultimately, fish sort of play this role as like a canary in the coal mine. If the fish go, we don't have much time.
Well, yeah, we are part of the food chain. I mean, we forget that, but yes.
You know, I wonder, one of the ways that this book is written is coming from your perspective of, look, I am not a marine biologist, I'm not an oceanographer, but this is why I've become so concerned about the oceans, and this is why you should too. And yet there's this threshold for people reading this book that a lot of people won't see you as their average neighbor. You know what I mean? This isn't, I do this, and so you could also. This is Ted Danson, who's almost not real to me, saying, I do this, but of course you can.
No, but you can, and here's the real gift that I have to offer. Besides the book, which allows you to get it and have it be a source of what you can do, I also Oceana.org, the organization Oceana. Go to Oceana.org, click here, and you become an e-activist. Then we send you information about stuff that's happening around the world where we need your help. Click there, and you have literally made a huge difference to save the oceans. Because who has the time in their day to become a an ocean advocate.
But if the oceans are friends with Ted Danson, it makes them more benign, more friendly.
Really?
Are you afraid of Ted?
Are you afraid of sharks?
Yes. Come on.
It's human. Are you a fan of like Finding Nemo?
But I'm more afraid of shark finning, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
Which is this huge
consumption
thing
of shark. Do you eat seafood though?
Yeah, love seafood. But shark finning is where they cut off the we kill about 180 to 100 million shark a year, and we don't even treat it like a fishery that we manage. You cut off the fins and throw the shark back overboard, still alive, and they kind of plummet down to the bottom. And there are these horrible pictures of shark nose deep into the sand. And it's for shark fin soup.
And that's the kind of uplifting story you get in the new book from Ted.
Hey, everybody, come on into the tent.
I'd like us to take your fins, pal. Yeah.
The book is called Oceana, Our Endangered Oceans and What We Can Do to Save Them, co-authored by Ted Danson, also happens to be an actor. Thanks so much for coming in.
Lots of car chases and naked people
you
in
eat
the book.
Oysters
really?
Raw?
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't
check
reach
it out.
That
check
oysters
part.
Raw?
Yes,
you
I
eat
do.
Oysters raw?
Yeah, I
jellyfish?
I dress, but yes.
Algae? Algae?
No, stay away from algae.
Urchins? Sea urchins?
Only if forced to look like
are
I'm
gonna
cool.
Are we going to go through the whole menu?
There we go. Anyway, thanks so much for coming in. We've been talking about all kinds of stuff on the program. You can actually weigh in. Certainly the policy in Libya is something we're focused on. We always want to hear what you think. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. If you got an ocean story, we'll post it next to Ted Danson's picture on our website. Go to thetakeaway.org. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.